Make them hear you. Make them hear you.
This is Make Them Hear You, a regular spot on KGNU, letting you know how you can have your voice heard on issues up before Congress. On December 7th, 2015, the Trump campaign stated, quote, Donald J. Trump is calling for a total and complete shutdown of Muslims entering the United States until our country's representatives can figure out what is going on. The next day, then-Governor Mike Pence called the ban, quote, offensive and unconstitutional. Then-General James Mattis said, the world thinks we've completely lost it. It's sending shockwaves through this international system. Trump kept repeating his threat and now is enforcing a travel ban on people arriving from seven Muslim-majority countries. Trump denied that it was against Muslims, ignoring his past statements. Rudy Giuliani said Trump wanted, quote, a Muslim ban and requested a commission to show him, quote, the right way to do it legally. Turkey, Saudi Arabia, Indonesia, and other countries where Trump does business are exempt. Citizens for Responsibility and Ethics in Government are suing Trump for constitutional violations. Trump's ban is condemned by high-tech firms and universities which teach foreign nationals. Dick Cheney said the ban, quote, goes against everything we stand for and believe in. Representative Mike Kaufman said, I have never, nor will I ever support a blanket travel ban for people solely based on ethnic or religious grounds. Senator Cory Gardner said, quote, a blanket travel ban goes too far. I urge the administration to take the appropriate steps to fix this overly broad executive order. Senators John McCain and Lindsey Graham said Trump's order went into effect with little to no consultation with the Departments of State, Defense, Justice, and Homeland Security. We should not stop green card holders from returning to the country they call home. We should not stop those who have served as interpreters from seeking refuge in the country they risk their lives to help. This executive order bans Iraqi pilots from coming to military bases in Arizona to fight our common enemies. Our most important allies in the fight against ISIL are Muslims. This executive order may help terrorist recruitment. Colorado Representatives Scott Tipton, Ken Buck, and Doug Lamborn have little comment. Ken Buck actually actively supports it. People who live in their congressional districts and want to know where they stand on this matter are calling their offices and sending emails. At least four judges have overturned parts of the order. Senator Chris Murphy said he would introduce legislation to overturn Trump's order based on the 1965 Immigration and Nationality Act, banning discrimination on the basis of national origin. He hopes many Republicans will also support it. The ACLU has received six times as much money via online donations this past weekend as it usually receives in a whole year. If you're concerned about the Muslim travel ban, find out about Muslim groups and various legal funds. You can phone Senators Michael Bennett and Cory Gardner and let them know what you think about Senator Murphy's bill. I'm Chris Moore. This is Make Them Hear You.